I do not ask anymore. I do not ask anymore if your first kiss tastes of regret or pistachio lattes, how many kids play ball at your neighborhood, or what your profession is. I do not ask anymore. But perhaps I care how you spend your day, or which brand of cigarettes strike your fancy, how you make sense of the rattling outside, how you puff air into that deflated basketball, while pretending the secondary shock did not cause its irreversible flattening. How you swipe past videos of your brothers being decimated in the middle of rogue shelling. Tell me how you plan to cross the Nile now that your seasonal allergies flared, caked phlegm muzzling your whales, how the disease has fermented inside your bronchioles. How the very last village doctor was burned alive by a 14-year-old pretending to be a sensible soldier. It matters to me what you're thinking now as you shush your sister to sleep, your atrophied limbs resting on ancient ground while the land remembers her curdled blood. I do not ask anymore about your prayers, your land. But perhaps I care how you escaped destiny by chance, how you made it through lootings, tear gas, and rapists occupying the capital. Your first kiss, your name, your appearances do not matter. You made it all the way here, like a forgotten prayer.